Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a wonderful word from the Lord this evening. Amen. So if you can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. I know that you have a lot to thank God for. Amen. I would like to give a testimony before we start our broadcast. I was, in fact, I just came out of the hospital this evening. I was in there from Sunday till Thursday, and I had no symptoms or anything like that to say that I was sick. And I got up on Sunday morning, and I went off to church. And I praised the Lord and worshiped the Lord. And all of a sudden, Sunday afternoon, I felt very, felt sick. So I couldn't do my broadcast or anything like that. So I got up and I went to the emergency room to find out what is going on with me. And Lord and behold, they tell me that I would have to, after they took the CAT scan of my stomach, they told me that I would have to have surgery. But I'm so thankful. I praise God. I give him the honor that I did not have to have any surgery, and what the condition that I had that could be treated with antibiotics. And I have never had this kind of infection before. And it's called diverticulitis. And it's a condition like small little pouches that bulge outward through the colon or large intestines. So if you have these pouches, you have a condition called diverticulitis. It's spelled diverticulosis. And it becomes more common as people age. Amen? And half of all people over the age of 60 have it. Doctors believe the main cause is a low fiber diet. And I am not going to say, oh yeah, I eat fiber every day. No, I did not. In fact, I wasn't even on a high fiber diet. And that was the mistake that I made. You know, sometimes you worry about things that is not important, then you worry about things that is more important. So now I'll have to go and buy vegetables and fruits and cereal and bread and stuff that is very, very high in fiber. Because another thing is that constipation also causes this diverticulitis. So you have to be very careful, especially if you're, you know, up in age. So you have to have a lot of fiber in your diet, because otherwise you're going to end up with those kind of problems. Amen? So I just wanted to share that little bit with you. And, you know, God is so good to me. And I cannot live without him, because he is my everything. and I wouldn't want to live without him. I thank him every day for coming into my life. I thank him every day for watching over me and keeping me safe and protecting me from all hurt, harms, and dangers. So my brothers and sisters, those in Christ and those who are not, but listen to the program anyway, please add more fiber to your diet. Amen. I love you guys, and thank you for hearing and listening to my testimony this evening. Praise God. So now I'll say a prayer. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. And also our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, and it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And those who know how to pray for me, and I will pray for you. Amen. God bless you. And the Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God is worthy.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit, help me steer clear of anything that's offensive to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand.
Yeah. moment and consider. When God speaks to Sarah at 90 years old and tells her she's about to give birth to a baby, she laughs. But God responds and says, is anything too hard for me? And some of y'all have situations that look like they can't be fixed. But you have to understand that when I am is in the picture, anything is possible. I need you to look at somebody and say, anything is possible. So God says, no matter what it looks like, God says, you're overwhelmed. Racking with pain, but I am. Look at somebody and say, God says,
I am.
Let me be.
Ooh. I am.
I don't understand how I'm gonna get out of it, but. And say, God says,
I am.
Look at somebody else and say, God says,
I am.
Somebody needs another God says,
I am.
One more time, y'all. Tell them who he is. He says,
I am.
I know the numbers are bigger than you, but
I am.
One more time, say, God says,
I am.
Just lean on him because
I am.
You can live here.
I am.
Amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bring us a mighty word from the Lord this evening. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless our hearts, minds, and souls with a word from the Lord. Amen. So at this time, I will play another selection.
And unto him who sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb that was slain, be all glory, honor, dominion, and power, forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Victory in battle. The scripture reading for this message is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 47. And it says, "The battle is the Lord." Amen. Whatever battle you face today, take hold of the truth that God can lead you to victory. You may go through times of failure. Life may not always turn out the way you plan, but ultimately God will be glorified. And you will be blessed as you trust him. Every challenge you face presents an opportunity for God to display his wisdom, power, faithfulness, and love to you. So instead of yielding to thoughts of fear or failure, make a commitment to trust him. How do you do so? First, record past victories. All the time he's helping you in the past. Second, search your heart to make sure everything is right with you. Third, make the conscious effort to reject discouragement and strengthen yourself with his truth. Fourth, recognize the real nature of the battle, which is spiritual filth, which is spiritual. Fifth, respond to the challenge with a positive confession of your faith in the Lord. And finally, rely on God's power for success. Once you have spent time with the Lord and know that it's his will for you to enter the battle, you can count on the victory. You can face any circumstances with confidence and hope because it is God's strength and wisdom and power that will ultimately lead you to triumph. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise his holy name. Jesus, this battle belongs to you, and I know you will triumph. Amen, amen, and amen.
Greater than all, greater than all, you're Jesus, this battle belongs to you. And I know you will triumph. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., our very own Pastor Kathy Dubos from Led by God's Christian Ministry will bless us with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Fill me up, God. overflow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Holy Spirit, transform me. Increase my faith and love for you. And lead me in your will, Lord God. Amen, amen, and amen.
I don't know about you, but I am so thankful, so grateful for the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to shout and give him every praise. Amen. Shout to the Lord. Every praise belongs to him.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God. Every word of worship.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise
is to our God.
To our God.
Sing hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah.
To our God.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
Glory hallelujah.
Is to
God.
Every praise.
Every
praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Belongs to him. Jesus, thank you for drawing close when I call. Help me give up whatever holds me captive so I can enjoy the abundant life you have given me. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. So at this time, we have 2 minutes left, 1 minute and 50 seconds or so, or 10 seconds into our sweet hour of prayer. And I will end that with another selection. Amen.
You
Amen. Praise be to God. While we're waiting on our speaker for this evening, I will play another selection. Amen.
Yo, Rob, what's up, dog? Yo, man, I heard, man, they were telling me that you ain't rolling with us. What's up with that? Listen, man, I'm over here, man. I got a C, man. Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. What up? Rob? Rob, are you there?
Again, we are waiting on our speaker for this evening. I'd like to give our speaker 15 minutes grace period, and if by then our speaker has not arrived, then I will come with a word this evening from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. In the meantime, I will continue playing our inspirational music until our speaker arrives. To God be the glory.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. If you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on.
Amen. So, excuse me. So at this time, I will play the selection, and after selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. Bread of life, Fred Hammond, because he is my bread of life.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, above the king, the carpenter. You are the
awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you.
that'll what we call you. Come on, somebody. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
oh.
Excuse me. Amen. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 15 through 31, and then we're going to go over to chapter 16, verses 6 through 16. Amen. That's John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31, and John chapter 16, verses 6 through 16. Praise be to God. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. 15, 14, and 15. Praise be to God. Just bear with me a little bit. If I seem to be a little bit out of sorts, it's just that I was in the hospital for about 4 or 5 days with a virus or an infection of which is called diverticulitis. Amen. And that is a where you get small pouches in your colon because we don't eat enough fiber in our diet. And it also constipation can cause that infection also. Amen? So, again, John chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. John chapter 16, verses 6 through 16. And it says, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you." Amen. No one will not know. I will not abandon you as or orphans. I will come to you soon, and the world will no longer see me. But you will see me. Since I live, you will also live. When I am raised to life, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Judas Iscariot, but the other disciple with that name, said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. And who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you because the ruler of this world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me, so that the world will know that I love the Father. Come, let's be going. Amen. Now let's go to chapter 16, verses 6 through 16. Amen. Jesus teaches about the Holy Spirit. Instead, you grieve because of what I have told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. There is so much more I want to tell you, but you cannot hear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Praise be to God. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. And Jesus teaches about using his name in prayer. Verse 16. In a little while, you won't see me anymore, but a little while, after that, you will see me again. Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Almost all Christians from the first century to the present have believed in the Trinity. No one of us has ever entirely understood the doctrine. The word Trinity is not in the scripture, yet the Trinity certainly exists. Jesus' revelation of himself and of the Holy Spirit as pre-existent and divine forces such an explanation. It ought not to surprise us that God is too wonderful for us to understand. If he were small enough for us to comprehend, he would not be great enough to worship. The doctrine of the Trinity did not come from logical reasoning. It was revealed. It is not contrary to reason, but it is beyond reason. Amen. It accords with our Christian experience. We know God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray to the Father, or to the Son, or to the Holy Spirit with perfect understanding that we are praying to the one God who has so revealed himself. Christians must guard against the error of Trifonism. Christianity is a monotheistic as Judaism. If one must err, better to err toward the view of God, a view that God, the Supreme Person, adopts the modes of Jesus, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, than to believe the error that the three persons of the Godhead are three gods. Our purpose in this message is to note what Jesus preached about the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Loving Father, we thank you for tonight, for revealing yourself through Jesus Christ. We come into your presence with joy and faith and hope. Give us ears to hear your voice. Give us eyes of faith to see your truth. Give us hearts that will not only receive, but hearts that will give to others. As we come bringing our tithes and offerings, accept these gifts and bless them to the end that others will come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from John chapter 14, verses 15 through 18. Amen. And it says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. He will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Amen. And my title for this message this evening is What Jesus Preached About the Holy Spirit. Praise be to God. First, the Holy Spirit is a person. He thinks, feels, wills, teaches, guides, can be grieved, and so on. In fact, he has all of the qualities of a person. In a few instances, in the King James Version, the Holy Spirit is referenced to as it. But the translators were strictly following grammatical rules, because spirit or ghost in the original language was neuter. The Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is not an impersonal power or influence. He is God, now acting directly on the hearts of persons. Spirit of God, Spirit of Jesus, Spirit of truth, Spirit of Christ, the Comforter, the Paraclete, are all synonyms, names for the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look at the Holy Spirit is eternal, but came at Pentecost to live within believers, just as Jesus had promised. Amen. Now, Jesus talked with his disciples about the Holy Spirit on the night before his crucifixion. We are indebted to the apostles for the recording. Just talk with his disciples about the Holy Spirit on the night before his crucifixion. We are indebted to the Apostle John for the record in John. Praise be to God. Amen. In John 13 through 17, a major theme was the coming of the Holy Spirit to inaugurate the gospel age. Here Jesus in our text in John 14:15 through 18. This theme was also continued that night as recorded in John 14:26 and 15:25 through 27, John 16:14 through 16. When you have time, you can read those verses and chapters and verses. Amen. Just prior to his ascension, Jesus renewed the Great Commission and said, And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until ye endue with power from on high. In Luke 24:49, and also Acts 1:4-8. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit manifests himself as Jesus had promised, just as Jesus did not begin to exist at his miraculous birth in Bethlehem. The Holy Spirit did not begin to exist at Pentecost. The Word and the Holy Spirit existed before creation. Amen. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit entered a new phase of his work, as had Jesus at the incarnation. Miracles accompany the incarnation, such as the miraculous birth, the angelic choir, and the guiding star. Miracles also accompany the coming of the Holy Spirit, including the sound as of a mighty wind, tongues like as of fire, and the gift of language. Amen. Now let's talk about the Holy Spirit has work to do. He glorifies Jesus. Luke wrote his gospel of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Acts 1:1-2. He wrote the book of Acts concerning all that the Holy Spirit continued to do and teach. The Holy Spirit glorified Jesus. He begins to remember the teaching of Jesus, just as Jesus had promised in John 14:26, 15:26-27, 16:12-15. The Holy Spirit executes the testament of Jesus. The mission enterprise is directed by him. God the Father threw it. God the Son brought it. God the Holy Spirit wrote it. He works for the unsaved. He convicts us of the sin of not believing in Jesus. He convicts us concerning the righteousness of believing in Jesus, because Jesus is deity and goes to the Father. The Holy Spirit convicts us concerning the judgment and the folly of believing in Satan, who already stands condemned. John 16:8-11. He invites sinners to come to Jesus for salvation. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, "Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Hebrews 3:7-8. And the Holy Spirit and the bride said, "Come, and let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him come. Let him take the water of life freely." Amen. in Revelation 22:17. The Holy Spirit is the agent in regeneration. It's in John 3:3-8. The wind bloweth where it listeneth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it comes and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. Also Romans 8:9-14 and Titus 3:5. He works for the Christian. He takes the place of Jesus. Jesus promised, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28:20. And again, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." John 14:18. He said, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." John 14:16. Another comforter means another of the same kind. Would you go so far as to say that Jesus departed from his incarnate state and he might return as the Holy Spirit in the days of his flesh? He was limited to one locality by his body. Now he can be everywhere. He abides in every believer. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Romans 8:9. The Holy Spirit bears witness to one's salvation and hope, maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 5:5. See also Romans 8:15-17. The Holy Spirit helps the Christian to pray. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Romans 8:26-27 in the NIV. The Holy Spirit helps in warfare against the carnal life. Galatians 5:16-17 and verse 25. The Holy Spirit gives wisdom and directions in witnessing. He guided Philip to the Ethiopian eunuch, Acts 8:26-40. He directed Peter to Cornelius and prepared both for their encounter, Acts 10:1-11:18. The Spirit would not allow Paul to go into Bithynia, but then opened the door to the largest opportunity in Europe, Acts 16:6-12. The Holy Spirit is sovereign. He gives gifts as he will and to whom he will. He gives different persons different gifts in different ages. He gives gifts as he wills. 1 Corinthians 12. And my conclusion is this. Let us think of the Holy Spirit as God himself, rather than as some power of God. He pray not, we pray not, that we may have more of the Holy Spirit, but rather that the Holy Spirit may have all of us. The Holy Spirit respects our free will. He may sometimes pray that God's Holy Spirit will force stubborn, sinful hearts. But he never does. As does Jesus, he knocks on the hearts of the heart's door, but will not break it down. Be filled with the Spirit, Paul pleaded. Ephesians 5:18. The verb is present tense. Contentious action, meaning keep on being filled. God does not filling. God does the filling. And our part is to let him do so. Amen. The Holy Spirit speaks. Chico, you better not be pissing on my chair. He that hath ears, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Revelation 2:7. We hear that for which we listen. On the city streets, the naturalist may hear a cricket chirp. The parents say, I hear my child. Let the child of God listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Praise God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins. Was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer, and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? Praise be to God. And my devotion, my benediction is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our conclusion of our program for this evening. I pray that you got something out of this word tonight about the Holy Spirit and how it works, how the Holy Spirit works in your life. Amen. And I will close out on, I will close us out on All Belongs to You. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. I want to thank all of my Facebook family and friends, all of my Twitter family and friends, all of my YouTube, wherever you choose to listen to this broadcast, we are so, so appreciative. May God bless you and your home and your family, and may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Good night and shalom. We love you guys. Thank you for listening to Pray One for Another.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.